ಅದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಮದ್ದಲೀಲಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 17 ಪುಷ್ಕರ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಎಂಡೆಡ್ 193 ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ 194. Because there is so many verses, I even forgot. I think we are going up to, let me see, all the way to, together we'll just read. পথে গাবি ঘটাচারে প্রভুরে দেখিয়া প্রভুকে বেড়ায় আসি হুঙ্কার করিয়া. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through Vrindavan, herds of grazing cows saw him pass and immediately surrounding him began to moo very loudly. Just to give you a little back up where we are. This chapter, very sweetly, Prabhupada translated and titled as The Lord Travels to Vrindavan. So of course, when Lord gave that proposal to go to Vrindavan, there's hundreds of devotees wants to go with him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want to take anybody. So there was some discussion in the beginning of the chapter. And then, at the end, Swarup Damodar gave a logic. You are a sannyasi and you are a bhavuk. Means when you chant, sometime you go in a trance and you cry and you will not be aware where your japamala and, you know, kopi in dhoti, not dhoti, the sannyas outfit. So you must take at least one so you can go to Vrindavan peacefully. So Mahaprabhu realized that, yes, that's true. This is happening now in his life. So he agreed. Then Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Rai, they convinced him, but you need one more, one Brahman also with you, who can actually take care of your prasadam, because you going in a road may not be possible. So he can go and collect some food and cook it, offer it and give you. So this way your journey will not be disturbed. So Mahaprabhu says, okay, but one condition, nobody from my personal associate can come. Because if I show one favor to someone, then I have to take the whole group. But somebody who is unknown to me, of course, he is the Supreme Lord. But the way Mahaprabhu put it. So then Mahaprabhu agreed, and these two Brahmana traveled with Mahaprabhu. While they were going, this is a, I even asked myself, do we need more explanation than more experience, or we need more Krishna experience than more Krishna explanation? Well, we need more Krishna experience. So this whole chapter is nothing but experience actually. It is not only explanation. Yes, explanation is required. Until we acquire the bhakti sambandha gyan, we cannot apply this. Unless I know it, how can I apply? So acquiring knowledge is important, acquiring information, how this experience formula works through nectar devotion. Prabhupada elaborated that. But explanation itself is not enough. It has to be, there has to be application. We have to apply this in our life. When we apply this, then it becomes a experiential knowledge. And that is required, minimum, right now. In our life, this pastimes is relevant to our, because in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada said, also in the introduction of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada says that this after Supreme Personality of God had tasted the pure love in the mood of Srimati Radharani, pure love of Krishna, whatever is left, that is called Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's why Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami write, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Kara Pan Jaha Hoite Pramananda Bhakti Kare Dhan. So there is a verse, means every day we should recite these verses, and what Mahaprabhu was tasting, we should release. And in our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Amrita Prabhava Bhashya commentary on that sloka, he gave that two things we must do. We must release the essence of this Krishna Bhakti, and we guard ourselves from two unwanted things, that the impersonal conception and sahajiyasam, sense gratification with the bhakti. These two, this is external, and internally we have to, then our journey become very easy. We can join with Mahaprabhu wherever he is performing his leela somewhere. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his journey, and when we hear, oh my God, so many tigers, lions, rhinoceros, deers, they are coming, they are chanting, they are crying, Jatra Nisarga Nirved, all these verses, how to understand? So this is called Vastu Siddhi. According to Nectar of Devotion, Sarup Siddhi, then it culminates to Vastu Siddhi. Vastu Siddhi means I have developed the symptom of love, and Krishna is now accepting it. So we will see in the journey, even we have so many sloka today, and you will see how Mahaprabhu is actually reciprocating in that journey. It's not a coincidence like deep, dark, hellish life, they just came to Mahaprabhu and they got it. No. This is all set up by the Jogamaya. Everything has a reason. Even we trace a one time, that like Kaliya. Kaliya has no history doing any sadhana. Why we have to do so much sadhana? Kaliya just got Krishna by force. Krishna gave him the footprint, all his hoods. What is this? Where is that quality? Oh, Sanatana Goswami Pad writes, his previous two life, he was a Vedasira. The great sage Vedasira and Ashwasira. That Vedasira is the Kaliya. And previous life, he was a Kanchipura Raja, where he was doing his sadhana. So everything we do is all preserved. Nothing is lost. That's the good part. Second part is, not that there's a, I feel, maybe I should not say like this, but what I feel like, I had a misunderstanding of this mercy. The mercy of a pure guru, Prabhupada, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly giving mercy. What is that means? Like, you don't do sadhana, we don't have to do anything, the mercy is enough, mercy is only thing. No, there is a misunderstanding I find in my heart. So I'm going to narrate this little bit. So we'll finish those verses. So you can relate that how those souls took this form and joining Mahaprabhu's party, and like Sarvama Bhattacharya. I'm so happy that Prabhupada gave those commentary. Sarvama Bhattacharya is an impersonalist, but it's not impersonalist. This is his last life, Prabhupada writes. Letter to Jodhurani in Vedavesi, you can see. This is his last life. Mahaprabhu going to accept him, and he'll become pure devotee, and then went back home, back to Godhead. Before that, he was doing sadhana, just like us. Same thing with Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur and others. So this verse, we did 194, right? Why am I? Oh. I was in the wrong one. 195. Gabi deki stabda prabhu prem premera tarange batsalle gabi prabhur chate sab ange. Seeing the hearts approaching, the Lord was stunned with ecstatic love. The cows then began to lick his body in great affection. সুস্থ হইয়া প্রভু করে অঙ্গ কান্দয়া না, প্রভু সঙ্গে চলে নাহি ছাড়ে ধেনুগণ। বিকামিং পেসিফাইড, শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু বিগেন টু কেস দ্য কাউস, অ্যান্ড দ্য কাউস বিং আনএবল টু গিভ আপ হিজ কোম্পানি ওয়েন্ট উইথ হিম। কষ্টে সৃষ্টে ধেনু সব রাখিল গোয়াল, প্রভু কণ্ঠ ধ্বনি শুনি আইসে মৃগী পাল। ইট ওয়াজ উইথ গ্রেট ডিফিকাল্টি দ্যাট দ্য কাওয়ার্ড ম্যান ওয়ার এবল টু কিপ দ্য কাউস ব্যাক। দেন ওয়েন দ্য লর্ড চ্যান্টেড অল দ্য ডিয়ার হার্ড হিজ সুইট ভয়েস অ্যান্ড অ্যাপ্রোচড হিম। মৃগ মৃগী মুখ দেখি প্রভু অঙ্গ চাটে, ভয় নাহি করে সঙ্গে ভয় ভাতে বাতে। When the doves and bugs came and saw the Lord's face, they began to lick his body. Not being at all afraid of him, they had accompanied him along the path. It's saying that the deer generally are shy. Whenever there is a sound, they run away. But here is opposite. They lost their all the material qualities. They completely attracted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beauty. সুক পিক বৃঙ্গ প্রভুরে দেখি পঞ্চম গায়, শিখি গান নৃত্য করি প্রভু আগে যায়। বাম্বলবিজ অ্যান্ড দ্য বার্ডস অ্যান্ড বার্ডস লাইক দ্য প্যারটস অ্যান্ড কুকুজ অল বিগেন টু সিং লাউডলি অন দ্য ফিফথ নোট, অ্যান্ড দ্য পিককস বিগেন টু ড্যান্স ইন ফ্রন্ট অফ দ্য লর্ড। দ্যাটস ভেরি সুইট। প্রভু দেখি বৃন্দাবনের বৃক্ষ লতাগণে, অঙ্কুর পুলক মধু অশ্রু বরিষণে। আপন সিং শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, দ্য ট্রিজ অ্যান্ড দ্য ক্রিপার্স অফ বৃন্দাবন বিকেম জুবিলেন্ট, দেয়ার টুইগস স্টুড আপ, দে বিগেন টু শেড টিয়ার্স অফ এক্সটেসি ইন দ্য ফর্ম অফ হানি। This is one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Dhanna muragatayo harinna cheta jananda nandana vichitra vesa. The commentary of that verse given that so many devotees loves their family so much because they are all good devotees, advancing, and they find themselves dependent on each other's accompany in spiritual progress. Not necessarily, I'm talking good karmi life. I'm talking devotee's life. Prabhupada also said the same thing in 7th canto, 11th chapter, in the purport. If devotee feels he depends on the other family members' presence in spiritual life to progress, then he can take the whole family. It's the same commentary Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gave on that verse. Dhanna amragatayo harinna cheta jananda nandana vichitra vesa. Akarna Venu Krishna Sahasara, very sweet explanation. That then they become, in Golok Vrindavan, they become a tree, and the husband becomes the main trunk, wife becomes the vine, and the daughters become the flower, and the sons become the fruits. And Krishna reciprocates every day. He goes, he embraces the husband first, and he climbs the tree, and the vine, the wife, goes and wrap up Krishna's body. Krishna gives a hug to her. It looks like a tree and the vine and the fruit, but it's actually they are advanced, they are pure parshad. They eternally live there because they love also their family. Then Krishna sits on the branch and he plucks the flower. And this girl or daughter of that family says, please smell me. And Krishna smells so nicely and Krishna throws it. And she again pop in another branch. She's waving Krishna to come like this. And Krishna pluck a fruit. He eats. Again the fruit, is because over there there is no death or birth. It's like pups in another branch. And attracting Krishna, please, please, please take me like this. So this is beautiful. All these things, Mahaprabhu actually engaging them and transferring them to Golok Vrindavan by his presence. Many, many instances we know. Like the day Mahaprabhu took sannyas, who was giving class? Somewhere, somebody in the temple. I think Puskaprabhu or maybe Dhruva Maharaj. That is innumerable soul came to meet Mahaprabhu before he left night. Where they come from? So the commentary is given, because this is Vastu Siddhi, that where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to accept all those souls that practicing in so many planets in the material world. You know, in the material world there's so many universes, and every planet there is a devotee practicing sadhana. And some or other their life was ended. So when devotee dies, it's not like they died, they just went to the place where Mahaprabhu is performing Leela, giving his acceptance, and that's it. Then they get a ticket to Golok Vrindavan. So it's very sweet. The whole journey within is very wonderful. So here Mahaprabhu is directly also accepting those souls. The next. Prabhu deki Vrindavane sthavara jangama anandita bandhu jena dekhe bandhu gana. Thus all the moving and non-moving living entities of Vrindavan became very jubilant to see the Lord. It was as if friends were made happy by seeing another friend. So they became shakharas. This is what indirectly saying. Tasavara priti dekhi. Oh, you got it. Sabasane krira kare hayatara vase. Seeing their affection, the Lord was moved by ecstatic love. He began to sport with them exactly as a friend sports with another friend. Thus the voluntarily came under the control of his friends. Wow. Prati briksha lata prabhu karen alingan pashuparidhene karen krishna samarpan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to embrace each and every tree and creeper. They began to offer their fruits and flowers as if in meditation. So sweet. Imagine to be like that. Asru kampa pulaka preme sharira astire Krishna bala bale uchishare. The Lord's body was restless. Tears, trembling, jubilation were manifest. He said very loudly, chant Krishna, chant Krishna. Thank you. Stavara jangama mili kare Krishna dhani prabhura gambira sare jena prati dhani. All moving and non-moving creatures then began to vibrate the transcendental sound of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, as if they were echoing the deep sound of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mrigera galadhari prabhu karena rudhane Mrigera pulaka ange asunayane. Wow. The Lord then clasped the neck of the deer and began to cry. There was jubilation manifest in the bodies of the deer, and tears were in their eyes. Rupa Goswami Pad wrote one song, just that every day how Krishna and the deers have so much relationship. And the female deers are more closer to Lord Krishna than the male deer. So male deer, they follow their wife and come close to. Through the wife, they get Krishna's association every day. Briksha dale sukha sari aila darasana taha dekhi prabhura kichu sunite hai lamana. When a male and female parrot appeared on the branches of a tree, the Lord saw them and wanted to hear them speak. Sukasarika prabhur hate udhi pare prabhu ke snana krishna guna sukh sloka pare. Both parrots flew unto the hand of the Lord. How sweet. Began to chant the transcendental qualities of Krishna, and the Lord listened to them. Those who are the devotees who loves chanting, singing the glory so much, they become this. And they keep on singing, and Lord Krishna eternally hearing it. This is so sweet. Their body is made like this. Sundar jamlala lalanali daija dalam lila ramastambini biram kankudita driba varjam amalapare paradham guna silam sarva jananur janjam oho jashayam asmat prabhu Visham Visha Janini Janina Kriti Avatat Krishna Jagam Mohana. Can you imagine the parrot is singing this, the male parrot? The male parrot sang the glorification of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is beneficial to everyone in the universe. His beauty is victorious over the gopis of Vrindavan, and it's subdues their patience. His pastimes astound the goddess of fortune. His bodily strength turns Govardhan Hill into a small toy like a ball. His spotless qualities are unlimited, and his behavior satisfies everyone. Lord Krishna is attractive to everyone. Oh, may our Lord maintain the whole universe. This is so sweet. So what I thought, that how it's relevant to us. When can I be ready to relish like those devotees that relishing? Because this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. Or should I just waste life after life like this? Coming, hanging around. Like one devotee, he told us that he told Prabhupada, that was Bhagavad Prabhu anyway, in case somebody asked. He told Prabhupada that it seems I had a dream of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and seems like I knew many devotees. Prabhupada says, yes, it is possible, but don't waste time anymore. You hanging around, not becoming serious. This life becomes serious and get out. So, as I mentioned today in the class, can you go to Gaurachand Prabhu? Are you recording? Can you go to the other one? Thank you. This is in Nectar of Devotion, chapter 18. You know, total Samanna Bhakti, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has a 4 division, as you know. First division called Samanna Bhakti. Samanna Bhakti has a 4 waves. First waves is preface, introduction, and chapter 1, characteristics, 6 characteristics of bhakti. Then chapter 2 to 14, it's all sadhan bhakti. Sadhan bhakti has a 2 division. I'm just refreshing, everybody knows already. One is Vaidhi bhakti, one is Raganuga bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti means you begin like a baby step and you come to the all the way to the stage where you are granted by your endeavor, Krishna and Guru granted the highest wealth that all along you have in your heart. And the Raganuga bhakti means you are also practicing, but your impetus is no more by the Shastra or motivation by others. You have developed a strong desire, greed, that you want to proceed in this journey to revive your dormant love for the Lord. Nothing one can stop. That desire is the main faculty in your journey. So they are called Ragamayi Bhakti. And there also two division, but today is not the discussion. Then comes, what is the goal of, whether it's a Vaidhi or Raganuga, the goal is Bhava. What is Bhava? The Bhava, Suddha Satta Vishesh Atma Prema Sujjangsa Sammabhag Ruchivish Chitta Masrina Kidosho Bhava Uchyate. So Prabhupada translates, I may paraphrase if I don't remember the exact. He said that when the devotional service is performed on the pure goodness, on the platform of pure goodness, that it causes symptoms and soften hearts, then it becomes eligible for Krishna to relish. So our immediate goal is that. Then when that becomes more softened, it's called love of Godhead or prema. But bhava and prema, there is not much different, but there is a little difference. I mean, there is a vast difference actually. But what are the symptoms? The Prabhupada wrote a whole chapter in Nectar of Devotion, 18 chapter. It's actually, I said it up to, what did I say, up to 12. And then 13th chapter Prabhupada gives what we need to guard ourselves, detachment and the knowledge, how it's coming, how we should guard ourselves. Then the chapter 14, Prabhupada gives a step, the sadhana, how it will go to bhava, there is a step we need to pay attention on sambandha gyan. And then the 15 and 16 are elaboration on this culmination of sadhana, where the bhava is manifesting. 17, 18 are the symptom of bhava, and what are the definition of bhava, who has achieved, how to achieve, the whole details. And the 18th chapter is nothing but the 9 symptoms that we have to see within us in order to assure or gives us a strong good feeling that we are progressing. In order to experience, need to do bhakti and acquire sambandha gyan, then when we apply, then the experience by revelation will take place. And this is Srila Prabhupada quote this many times, I would say, to the devotees, disciples, that one should see in their life, Prabhupada writes, how much I have developed these qualities. So there are 9 qualities Prabhupada put in the beginning. 1, 2, 3, 4, you can see Gaurachand Prabhu put that. And then Prabhupada gives each one then details. Then the whole chapter is nothing but those 9 symptoms. And this is very important because this is where our GPS is. So Prabhupada says, how much I am developing these qualities, one should examine. Although these are the qualities of someone on the level of bhava, see how much you are developing them in your own life. Listen to these qualities and think. 5 years ago, I was in Alachua, I'm just talking about myself. And where was I in my understanding and spiritual progress? Have I increased in these qualities? Then we will get some understanding of how much we have progressed in spiritual life. When Mahaprabhu was passing through this forest, you know, I didn't mention that he escaped to go through the public road. He was going through the jungle road from Katak, from Jagannath Puri with those 2 brahmanas. And the whole journey was all forest. And he delivered millions and millions of those devotees in the animal form to enter into Golok. So Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, these middle 6 years, he showed how all those qualities were manifest in his close associates. That's why Rupa Goswami Pad got it and he wrote it down. And he backed up by the sloka That's why nectar devotion is big. You could say like, oh, nine symptoms, why the book is so many volumes, at least few volumes in the Sanskrit. Prabhupada just summarized it, but few volumes. Because he was backing up just to give what he's going through. It's not like a Rupa Goswami was eternal associate, so he can experience, it's not for me, I think. No, no. Rupa Goswami Pad was experiencing just like a conditioned soul progressing. As he was experiencing, he was writing, and he's backing his experience by the Shastra. That's why the so many slokas are there. And those are very important slokas. So one verse, the based on this, Shkanti Rabberta Kalattam Virakti Mahana Sunnata Asabanda Samutkanta Namagane Sadaruchi Asukti Tad Gunakhane Priti Tad Basati Stale Iti Agda Anubhava Suta Jat Bhava Ankure Jane. One who has developed or some of this quality, then you know you are on the right track. So I'll start with the first one. First one, Prabhupada writes, utilization of time. Skanti, the word skanti means tolerance, but Prabhupada writes utilization of time, he translates. An unalloyed devotee who has developed ecstatic love for Krishna is always engaging his words in reciting prayers to the Lord. Within the mind, he is always thinking of Krishna. With his body, he either offers obeisances by bowing down before the deity or engage in some other service. During these ecstatic activities, he sometimes sheds tears. In this way, his whole life is engaged in the service of the Lord, with not a moment wasted on any other engagement. Just to give a practical example, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, for a grihastha, how to make money, that's already included. It is not like he should not think of how to make money and just, oh, thinking of Krishna means, no, no. He wrote a whole song. Amara balite prabhu are kichu nahai. In that song, you can see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually made this conception, it's complete, that I don't know what is good and bad. All the family members is Krishna's family member. I go outside, earn money and maintain them. Make sure I guard their physical, emotion, sentiment such a way that they are attracted to Krishna instead of go away from Krishna. That is the responsibility of a householder man. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, Shanti means one remains peaceful even when there is a cause for anger or mental agitation. This is very nice. We can check, no, all individually, like, how do I react when something, I feel like to be agitated, but I'm not. Okay, that's very nice. That means some symptom is already developing. It's wonderful. And the example is given because of the time. I have to go through the nine. This is only in the first. At least you can think of like Jarabharat. You know, so many examples in Bhagavatam is nothing but those examples. Srila Prabhupada had a car crash in Mauritius. I like the way Brahmananda Prabhu said. He was chanting before. During the car crash, he was chanting. And after the car crash, he was still chanting. It's the same. There was no much difference. Even the car completely crashed. It was not like a little touch or something. It was a Rolls Royce, I believe. It was given by the minister of Mauritius. But the devotee was surprised that Prabhupada, he was chanting before, in during and after, there was not much difference. So many, many example is like this. Even Sasurup Maharaj writes that how this man was showing knife to Prabhupada in the middle of the night. And Prabhupada had his hand in the japamala and he's chanting. And this man is going around like a little bit unknown what is his intention. He said, I can kill with this knife. Prabhupada said, just put it down and chant. This is called skanti. Prabhupada, the whole life is skanti. Like, skanti means not only tolerance, but he's fully aware that this conditioned soul needs Krishna bhakti. So it was very nice. So many examples. The Bhagavatam is full of this. How it is related to us, Giriraj Maharaj says very nice last time he was here, I don't know, a few years back, was staying in Sesha Prabhu's house. He said, one reason to tolerate, I'll never forget that, is that we have no choice, like Prahlad Maharaj. Did Prahlad Maharaj have a choice? Well, he was in our journey, he was thinking of Krishna. We can do that. So it's very nice. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says on this sloka, on that word, Skanti, he says he forgave himself on mango, because you know the pastime of mango. But he never forgot the incident. So he always corrected himself. Very nice. He forgave means you don't hold a grudge. But he did not forget. So he always guarding that his desire to enjoy. And then he added, each incident see if I will be more close to Krishna, then tolerate. But if abuse will take me or him far away, no, then don't tolerate. He said, it may hurt to let go, but sometimes it hurts more to hold on. It was very interesting. There are two types of pain. One that hurts you and the other that changes you. So if it is going to change me to come to Krishna, rather we take that pain. That's very nice. There's so many discussion, but I'll just go to the next one. Avanti Brahman. I made so many notes. Avanti Brahman is a good example, very good example. That if someone bites, this is 11th canto, 23rd chapter, text 50. If someone bites his own tongue with his own teeth, at whom can he become angry when he suffers? No blame needed to teeth or tongue. Means, in other words, we should be responsible and introspectively see that all the suffering coming due to my own previous action. So a good example of Haridas Thakur's I found in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Remaining tolerance and patience even amidst disturbance means forgiveness. But also translated as tolerance, these words, Kanti, the first word. As one advances, you know, that reminded me. I think it was Shashi Prabhu. Was it you? Many years back, Radha Govinda Maharaj was giving class in Advaita Acharya Prabhu's house. And he asked that question, what are the other qualities? After, he was only explaining one. I think it was you. I could be wrong. Many years back, Radha Govinda Maharaj didn't come for, I don't know, 10 years, 5 years, 8 years, something like that. But he gave a class there. It was very nice, he was explaining this. So I found few notes from that, remember. So Haridas Thakur is a good example. Then next one is Abhyartha Kalattam. Abhyartha Kalattam, when a person is proper translated as a preservance. Sorry, perseverance. When a person is undisturbed, even in the presence of various cause of disturbance, he is called reserved and perseverant. An example of this perseverance and reservation is found in the behavior of King Parikshit, Prabhupada writes, in 1.19.15. And he gave a whole explanation on this. So if we see the whole Bhagavatam through this one of the nine symptoms, we can actually, the whole Bhagavatam is nothing but explanation of this, those devotees, their symptom who got the Bhava. Abhyartha Kalattam, utilization of time, referred to constant engagement in devotional service. Don't waste time. And that reminded me, when I was in Vrindavan, I spent a little time with Guru Kripa Maharaj one day, because he has done so much dedication in life. He said one night Prabhupada called him. So he came and Prabhupada said, why are you sleeping? He said, Prabhupada, this is middle of the night. He said, middle of the night for me too. So he didn't know what to say. Then he says, well, I was working hard during the day. Prabhupada said, I was working hard too during the day. And he's thinking like, what else to say? Then he says, but Prabhupada, I'm not a pure devotee like you. Then Prabhupada said, why aren't you a pure devotee? Then he could not say anymore. You know, he said, all right, Prabhupada, what do you want me to do? I'm ready. He said, go back to sleep. So, but Prabhupada's point was, when somebody is a senior sannyasi, they must be dedicated. Dedicated. He wants us to not to waste. It was very nice. Virakti. Virakti, the third symptom. I'm just jumping because of the time. Virakti means detachment. Detachment, Prabhupada writes. And he gives the example of 5th canto, 14th chapter, 43. About the Bharat Maharaj. And 849. Detachment. I made a little note that detachment does not mean you own nothing. It means nothing owns you. Srila Prabhupada writes, I will not associate with anything that has no connection with Krishna. One of the sentences. He gave a nice purport on this. Renunciation, Radhanath Maharaj says, detachment means death of false ego. That's very nice. Attachment makes us psychologically rigid. Detachment makes us psychologically flexible. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakar says, detachment is absence of emotional dependence, not absence of emotion. It's very nice. Like Dhritarashtra, he was emotionally dependent. You know, I thought many times after reading this part of the Mahabharata that how this karma, Ajamil also same case, that karma reaction from previous life, it really does not let go unless we rigidly progress in spiritual life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his writing, he quotes this verse, Purva itihas bhulinu sakala seva sukha pe mane amito toma tumito amar ki karjo aparadhane. Purva itihas, he said, all this previous impression, we have a two impression in right now as a sadhaka, how we grow up from childhood till now, we got some imprint in our heart, so we relate. And what are the impressions we are carrying from previous life? Like recently about Bhakti Charu Maharaj's case when Tamal Keshav Maharaj, not opposed, but he said, why are you giving him sannyas? He just joined like few months, like so quick. He said, so then I think Tamal Prabhu says that he heard from someone that they expressed to Prabhupada that he may fall. So even if he falls, you will fall in pure goodness. In other words, there is no really fall of material world. It was very nice. But then another sannyasi, I think it was Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, said that in his conversation was that Maharaj expressed, when Prabhupada was expressing, that he already done so much sadhana in previous life, so he doesn't need to go through again to this. His now next step took sannyas. So Prabhupada could see this, but testing machine is within us, Bhakti Siddhanta Sagar says. When we read these nine symptoms, we can check ourselves where we are, how advanced we are. Testing machine is within us, so we can see. Prabhupada also said, renunciation is the result of genuine spiritual emotion. So detachment has to come. Whether we are grihastha, sannyasi, brahmachari, doesn't matter. That detachment has to come from the material sense. Means everything is connected with Krishna. We have to establish that. Then naturally will come. Okay, I'll just read one more and I'll stop it in the next five, in the next class sometime. The number four is Manasunnata. Manasunnata, Prabhupada translates as a pridelessness. It's funny, Prabhupada brings a story of Lal Babu. When I was a little child, we heard this Lal Babu song. Hari din ta gelo sandahalo samay to arnai. And I remember my mother used to sing and said Lal Babu. And I never thought about it. And then Prabhupada put this Lal Babu in the Nectar of Devotion on that chapter around this pridelessness. So Prabhupada gives a very nice, there are many similar instances in the history of India, even very recently, about 200 years ago or less, a big landlord known as Lal Babu, a Calcutta landholder, became a Vaishnav and lived in Vrindavan. He was also begging from door to door, even at the homes of his political enemies. Begging involves being ready to be insulted by person to whose home one has come. That is natural. But one has to tolerate such insult for the sake of Krishna. The devotee of Krishna can accept any position in the service of Krishna. I remember one of the sannyasi disciples, even when I joined, I remember 79 we started going in Namhatta, just started with Bhakti Raghav Maharaj. His name used to be Raghav Pandit Prabhu. So in the train, and those days they used to pull our sikha, and we didn't have a address properly as a Hare Krishna devotee. Nowadays they respect so much. It's a big change. They used to tell us CIA agent, Chamcha, Sahib Chamcha, all these nicknames. Anyway, it was very funny. But my tolerance was because of Raghav Maharaj. He was so wonderful example in my life in those days, that because he'd never oppose, he always smile, even they pull his sticker. So I also learned how to, like, okay, just do it. Don't say anything. If he can do it, I can do it. It was very wonderful experience. So there's so much to explain this. Oh my Lord. I'll just stop here and see if anybody has any addition or further discussion. Because next one is Ashabandha. It's very important. Even in the hopeless situation, if we turn to Krishna, we become hopeful. And Prabhupada gave a very nice explanation. I would really request everybody to read the 18th chapter in Nectar Devotion. It's wonderful. This is like a self-examining your own progress, where you are. Those 9 symptoms has to develop. I'm sure it has developed already. But what degree we can improve each symptom, then automatically one day, it's not like a bhava, it's not like a graduating from a college. You know, now you got a diploma, Haribol, you are now PhD or BSc or something. Means you don't have to go to college. No, no, these are not like this. These are eternal components. Even you get love of Godhead, the bhava, I give you a very, what attracted me also very interestingly, that for a conditioned soul, when we do anything, the 3 modes affecting our heart, and when the condition of the heart reflects, that's called mind. The difference between heart and mind of conditioned soul is there. That's why I said darpana, cheta darpana. It's a mirror. Why is a mirror of the heart? Because that's the mind. The heart is hard, but when you revive the bhava, then bhava becomes the faculty of the mind. This is such a fascinating, I believe or not, I almost got up and started dancing at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was like such a beautiful, because then your material mind disappears. This bhava takes over, and everything you see through those 9 symptoms and manifest outside. It's such a wonderful journey, this bhakti. No question, no comments? Yes, mother. That's a commentary. That's a commentary in 10th canto. You know, there is a Basra Haran Lila, I think 22 chapter. Then comes Govardhan Lila is 24, 25. Then comes Krishna is the charming. That chapter, one of the verse is Dhanna. If you want exactly, I can find it on the database and give it to you. You can see the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur commentary, beautiful. Yes, Mama.
You said that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Prakashananda Saraswati were impersonalists, but they got delivered because Lord Chaitanya accepted them. They got the association of Lord Chaitanya. So are they not eternal associates?
No.
They're not?
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is not for sure, because Prabhupada writes in the letter, I read that letter a few times, because I was collecting like how our journey began, is there a reference? So he's one of the reference. Prabhupada writes, maybe I'm paraphrasing, but I'm sure 99%, Prabhupada said this is his last life. He's finishing, completing his journey. That means he was doing his sadhana many lives. Was not just coincidentally met in one life. But this last life means he had a previous life, you know, from English. Then he got delivered and became one of the associate Prabhupada from that day after Mahaprabhu delivered.
So he was a sadhana siddha?
I assume yes, otherwise not possible.
Well, it's nice how that happened, how those two impersonalists got, you know, became devotees. And I just wonder if Lord Chaitanya had that exchange with them, you know, because it's very relevant in today's world, because this impersonalism is so prevalent, and it's difficult to convert them, kind of.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering if there's some sort of example, like how to convert impersonalists.
You know, I personally think what Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, that any philosophy or anybody or any religion does not promote deity worship, they are doing the most harmful things. I would not say the name of the devotee. There is one devotee here, very senior, sincere. And we had a nice common talk. And one time he revealed, he says, I cannot, it's very difficult for me to understand Krishna as a person. I'm chanting for decades. So I said, try to get into deity worship. Otherwise you cannot, it's not easy.
Yeah, it's amazing, their mentality.
Yes,
they really
yes.
Feel that. They really are like impersonal.
Yes, yes. Even Prabhupada says, I remember one lecture, Prabhupada said, not lecture, I think morning walk. He says that nowadays a lot of Mayavadis are joining. Mayavadis are bad, but they are also joining. So amongst us also some Mayavadi. Maybe I was also Mayavadi, I'm sure. Because sometimes it's difficult. But if we start meditating the form of the Lord, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, keep on practicing. After a while, your heart changes. I mean, I'm talking from my own experience. And it changes, and then actually you start liking. Because if you look at Bhagavad Gita 259, Prabhupada says that Vishaya vinir bhartante niraharasya dehina rasa varjam rasam tista param tista nivartate. That one should not suppress natural feeling for enjoyment, but he has to replace this with higher taste. And I was thinking, like, what is the higher taste? Is it something tangible I can get, like, okay, put it in my heart, you know, operate it or something? You know, I was like thinking of like a little child. But then in the purport, Prabhupada writes, is the beautiful form of the Lord. We talk about that we should not suppress, but we should do it the higher taste. What's the higher taste? Prabhupada gave it in the purport, that the deity, we have to meditate every day. And one of the good logic Jiva Goswami I mean, many logics are there that help me a lot. He says, do you accept Krishna as endowed with inconceivable potency? If you do, then why he cannot be in the presence of a marble deity? Inconceivable means you cannot conceive. The simplest thing can become a most difficult thing can become simple. This is what inconceivable means. That means that the Nrisimha Dev, Sachidananda Bari, is in the pillar at the same time, not in the pillar. Both are true. From the materialistic view of Hiranyakashipu, it's only bricks and cement. And Prahlad Maharaj, the full-fledged Sachidananda form, is in the pillar. Both exist. It is inconceivable. So I those things help me a lot. So I meditate on, okay, he is there. He is full-fledged. Why not? Otherwise, I'm not accepting inconceivable potency. Krishna is always endowed with inconceivable potency. So that helps a lot. Otherwise, it's very difficult, even to some devotees. I mean, that devotee is here in Nalachwa. He expressed that. It's difficult. I told him, either you do your own deity worship or get into the deity department. Otherwise, it is not possible to get out of impersonalism. Is that okay? Thank you. Any other? No? Thank you.
On the similar note, you mentioned that without deity worship, you know, one can indulge into some kind of bad things. What is that? Could you please explain a little bit more?
Without deity worship, one can...
Yeah, you said something, if somebody is not... A lot of people who are indulging in the bad things, you know, or like violence or something, a lot of time they are maybe... or something similar you mentioned just now.
We have... You have Bhagavatam? 11.20.27. Look at those verses. The 13 verses. That verse explains... When we are practicing, like you join, so we are practicing, we have two things we should see. This is reality. We have our swabhav. I want to enjoy, you know, I tried, when I go to Ujjain, they have a brahmachari club, you know, hundreds of brahmachari. So I asked, you know, raise your hand, how many you want to join and completely dedicate yourself to please Prabhupada in this life? Before you die, you want to become pure devotee, raise your hand. Everybody, raise both hands, yes. How many of you, they're all brahmachari, wants to enjoy a girl? Oh, you see their hand is like they're trying to. I said, that's hypocrisy. You have an enjoyment spirit, but you don't know how to adjust it. Those verses Krishna expressed. He said, you have a swabhav, you have an enjoyment spirit. I want to enjoy like a five-star hotel, you know, like whatever, you know, some material comfort. But I want to become pure devotee. Yes, I want to become pure devotee. I want to experience this ecstasy symptom. I want to have this nine symptom that we are talking about. I want to be completely surrendered to Prabhupada. Yes, both are there side by side. How do we handle? That's the whole class. But you can read that. I mean, that's what I do when I go to the brahmachari classes. Being practical, be practical. How to adjust. If we are not sincere and honest, I tell you, it will be hypocrisy. Because I had the hypocritic life. Maybe I still have it, but it's not. Maybe it's getting purified something. Dishonesty, unsincerity is not going to... It will take a long time to get purified. We have to be very thoroughly honest. Okay, I have this problem, I should acknowledge. And then if we cannot acknowledge, the impetus to purify will never come. And when we purify, it's such a free, you know, like a relief. You know, you just imagine you are bound by the rope and somebody just cut those ropes. Wow. I can walk, I can move and stretch like this. If we can purify, but first, before purifying, we have to acknowledge. And Krishna will not purify until, because Krishna is very merciful. He will not destroy your unwanted things unless you don't want it. Dhruva Maharaj's case, you remember, Dhruva Maharaj wanted bigger kingdom. Did Krishna deprive him? Bhakti is not a deprivation. Krishna will never deprive from the sense gratification also. But Prabhupada said, you can pray to Krishna, please, force me to surrender. Yes, you can do. But you have to pray. Krishna will not do it. Krishna will not purify your heart until you say, I don't want this, please. Please, my Lord, please help me, please help me. Please, holy name, please. So like this. Our begging, but we have to acknowledge and want to get out of it. Is that okay? And you can read. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gautama Nande, Hari Hari Bol. Pancha Kalpataru Vishikvasa Indra Chotitanam Pavanagu Vishnu Bhanu.